The Idaho House fast-tracked a bill Monday that would raise the gas tax, eliminate the sales tax on groceries, and overhaul Idaho's income tax structure. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
Republicans backing the bill argue it would make Idaho's tax system fairer, provide funding for highways, and make the state more competitive with neighboring states, including Washington, that don't have income taxes. But Idaho's Democratic representatives blasted the bill.
This bill is a tax hike and is very irresponsible.
It's dressed up in a shell game, a financial circus.
If this theory were right, then Mississippi and Alabama would be the economic stars of our nation.
That was, in reverse order, Democratic Representatives Ilana Rubel, John Rushi, and Elaine Smith. They say moving toward a flat tax of 6.7% would benefit the wealthiest Idahoans while raising taxes for middle-income earners. Democrats say the bill would ultimately reduce state revenue for education. But the sponsor of the bill says lower taxes for top earners would make Idaho more attractive to business owners and ultimately increase the amount of money the state takes in. The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Jessica Robinson in Boise.